Hey,
what are you talking about? Like, you're not going to use my stuff for your bug out bag.
Okay, well, you know.
Like, why is something that was in my bug out bag when you're going to bounce and go into the wilderness, like, an odd thing?
Oh, you know, no, I'm not talking about going into the wilderness. I'm talking about going to school to teach.
Oh, yeah? Like,
yeah. Okay. And I think that your Adidas sweatsuit, as great as you can pull that off.
What the crap are you talking about, Adidas?
You know, I felt like I needed to have, like, you know, some basic jeans and a top and, you know.
What does that mean?
I am a girl, so I need to wear a brassiere.
What does that mean? Like, what are you going to wear? Like a basic top or like you go to the gym or like a sweatshirt? What's a basic top?
Well, I mean, it's the weather's getting warmer, so I grabbed a t-shirt.
That's a basic. See, that's what we already had here. What do you?
In my size?
I don't know your size. I mean, there's a lot of t-shirts just around.
Yeah, probably. I mean, if the boy had a clean one, I could probably wear one of his. But I just didn't want to take that risk.
You don't want to take what risk?
Of borrowing clothes from guys.
Well, then what are you mad about?
Jeez Louise.
You're mad about it.
I'm not mad about
it. No, you're obviously upset and mad.
Oh.
Yeah.
You little projector. Projector. Oh, that was the other thing.
I learned it from Carl Maslow.
Do we need a projector?
A projector?
Yeah.
I think we got rid of that one.
I mean, do you think that one would sell?
Oh, yeah, projectors. So, that's not what I want. Anyway.
Oh, hey, Trevor, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, I got a little story for you.
Oh, story time with Trevor.
I got a story for you. You want to know?
Wait, can I put a disclaimer out there for our listeners?
Sure. Yes.
Story time with Trevor.
If anybody wants to buy, that's great.
Okay, just leave that sitting. No, I'm not going to...
Okay, fine.
So, story time with Chubber.
Our kids are getting married.
Not bedtime story material.
I don't feel like that's true. I feel like I'm the best story time. Oh, you want me to do ASMR? You want me to... Should I talk? I'm going to tell a story.
I thought that's what you were going to do.
Yes.
But you keep getting yourself distracted. Okay, so we're over here instead of in, like, our normal closed-in spot. So
yeah, I know.
Speak towards that, because you heard the last one.
I know you feel a little bit insecure because you're not in control.
Wow. I'm not in...
Of the whole conversation.
Oh, you know how that affects. All
right. Yeah, I know.
My BFF would know that.
You like to be. Now I'm going to ask you, because this is easier if I do it this way.
Do you need some glasses?
Probably, but I don't have them.
Because... There's several pairs sitting here.
Yeah, okay.
We may be of an age. Okay.
So, do you know who Joseph Dumbai is?
Is
this? Yeah, he was a guy.
Okay, Joseph Dumbai is this.
Do you know who Joseph Dumbai is?
Oh, is. No.
Or was.
No.
So, alright, I'm going to tell you a story. And it doesn't have to do with cheese.
Really?
Well, kind of. Okay. Indirectly.
Okay.
Actually, most directly.
Okay.
But, anyway, Joseph Dumbai was a guy in...
It rhymes.
Italy. Right?
Oh,
Yeah, a lot of things go back there. And nobody cares. That's not the part. Michelle, that's not. No one. That is. It's not even the part we're talking. Just who gives a crap? Where he was some dude that was somewhere.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just making sure I understand.
I don't think. You know, I'm getting a little frustrated here. All right? And this guy. Anyway, it was a long time. It was the 1700s. Okay?
Oh, back to the 1700s.
Yeah! Okay. Who cares what... why are you getting so hung up with this guy, Joseph Dunbuy?
Yeah. That rhymes, too.
Oh, my gosh! Always with you. Always. Always got something to say. Always.
Yep.
So there he goes.
Okay.
He's on a boat.
On a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got the kilogram. Oh. Yeah, on his boat. Right?
Okay. The boat with a kilogram.
Yes. Because Thomas Jefferson Washington Bernhardt, the commander of the United States, he wants this kilogram.
Sorry for the inside jokes, kiddos.
So he was Thomas Jefferson wants this. Joseph Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
He wants this kilogram. This is true facts. I'm telling you true facts.
All right.
He true wants facts. This kilogram or whatever the crap it is. What metric ton? I don't know. It's just a weight.
Oh, it's just a weight, not a weight of something.
No, it's a literal. Like, this is the actual measure, scientific weight.
Okay, so in my head, in my imagination, I have one of those, like, little dumbbell things.
That, like a kettlebell?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that.
Okay,
yeah. All right, so, this guy, what is his name, Thomas?
Dubai. Thomas Jefferson.
No, not Joseph Dunbuy, Maurice Wallace, Glitter Pants.
Oh, don't worry, folks. There'll be more names for the same guy.
So he turns left.
The horn's over.
He turns left when he's supposed to turn north.
Okay.
Right. And then Johnny Depp and a bunch of pirates attack him. This is true history.
Okay.
I'm not making this up.
I know you're not.
Well, not completely.
Names have been changed to protect the innocent.
And Johnny Depp's banned from the watch. That goes without saying.
Right.
Anyway, so they attack him, and they friggin'... they steal his weight.
Okay.
That's like... a meter, a kilogram, or whatever.
A kilogram?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They steal it. Right?
No.
And then they sink his boat.
Oh.
And they shoot him in the face. Yeah. Johnny Depp's dead.
Okay.
Can you live in a world with Johnny Depp dead?
Yeah.
Me too. I could totally live in that world. Anyway. So that other guy's like, oh yeah, Joseph Dunbuy, he gets killed too. And they're like, hey, we're going to ransom your kilogram or whatever the weight back to the United Kingdom. You know, Louis the 15th or whoever's over there. George the 5th. I don't know what's going on. I wasn't there. I wasn't there.
You weren't?
No, I mean, it was partly there. Anyway. And so they're like, no, we're not going to buy our kilogram thing back from you. You know, you're like, no, screw it.
You sunk a ship and...
Yeah, we're done. We're done with this. You freaking crazy pirates. Yeah. We're not putting any money into it, Johnny Depp.
Okay.
And then what happens? And so the kilogram, or whatever it is, the metric weight, you know, goes back to the UK.
Wow.
United Kingdom, that's what that stands for, UK.
Oh, thank you for that.
That would be like Britain and Scotland and Ireland.
Yes.
That's the UK. Yeah. I don't know if you're aware of that. I just want to make sure. I know you're a lowly.
I am really good at geology.
Geology. All right, so they take it back over there. And now this guy. Yeah, he's over here, and he's like, hey, I'm the president now, Thomas Jefferson.
Oh.
And he's like, hey, I wanted to get on the metric system.
Oh.
And I need that freaking weight that you guys, so we could all get on the same system. And they're like, well, you know, there's a big problem with pirates and, like, Joseph Dunbar got killed and all this. Joseph Dunbar didn't actually get killed.
Oh.
They just thought he got killed. And Joseph Dunbar was down there in Costa Rica with this big weight. Right?
Oh, he had the weight.
Yeah, well, he survived the Johnny Depp pirate attack. But he didn't survive the second Johnny Depp fired his axe.
Ah, they came back and found him.
Oh, no, they're like, yeah, you're still a nerd on a boat with a big metal thing. We're going to kill you. And so they did. And then they murdered him. But by that time, what it says, Thomas Jefferson, he's like, I give up on it. We're not waiting on this weight anymore.
No, we're not waiting on the weight.
Anyway, that's it. We're on ounces and pounds. And that's the reason the United States isn't on the metric system. Because Joseph Dunbar sailed to the South Caribbean islands when he meant to hit North Rochester and got murdered. Well, first got arrested and then got murdered.
What did he get arrested for?
Well, he got pirated.
Oh, okay.
So I had been hostaged and then murdered. You know, for his little... So Joseph Dunbar is an American hero, except he didn't do anything. Because he failed. He was the guy that failed to bring the metric system to the United States. So we should respect him for failing. And Thomas, Thomas Jefferson was waiting on that pound, that kilogram, so we could be on the same system as the United Kingdom. And it didn't happen. Because Joe's Dunbar couldn't sail straight and ended up in the Caribbean and got eaten by cannibals. The end. That's the end. I said it. What's the end, Michelle?
Okay.